Welcome to the Limitless Retirement Podcast. My name is Danny Gudorf, the owner of Gudorf Financial Group. Whether retirement is on your horizon or you've already made the leap, this podcast tackles your most important questions in retirement. Every episode, I'm here to share valuable tips and strategies to help you succeed in retirement. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show. Hello, and welcome back to the Limitless Retirement Podcast. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the three critical things that you should do before you retire. I understand that if you're approaching retirement, you're likely beginning to think about all the different obstacles, questions, concerns, and fears that come with this significant life transition. The reality is that you want to retire and you want to do it correctly the first time because you don't have the opportunity to mess it up and try it again another day or another year. You have many questions that come with this decision, but in this particular episode, I want to share the three things that I believe are essential to any successful retirement plan. So let's start with the first and most critical point, building up your cash position in retirement. Far too many people I encounter and talk to come to me a month before they're about to retire and say, hey, I've got $1 million or I've got $2 million saved in my 401k and it's all tax deferred, but I only have about $25,000 in my checking and my savings at the bank. While it's great they've saved and invested so well for retirement, how and where your savings come from in retirement are almost as important as how well you've saved for your retirement. Here's why this matters. In the situation I just presented, if a person has a tax-deferred 401k that holds all or the majority of their money, whether it be $1 million or $2 million, when they go to retire and start taking distributions out of those accounts, every dollar they take out of their account will be taxed at ordinary income tax rates whenever they distribute that money. Now, that's just their investment accounts. What if we have Social Security or we add a pension on top of that? Now, you're looking at paying nearly the same amount of tax that you would while you're potentially working or even, you know, in a lot of cases, in fact, I often find that people in retirement are paying the same amount of tax, if not more, because of where they're having to pull their income from when they get in retirement. Additionally, having those distributions count as income, it will increase how much of your Social Security is taxable, leaving you with less of your Social Security benefit each month that you can take out and spend. This is where having a cash position or a reserve account in the bank can provide you with flexibility for your retirement distributions. Cash is a tax-free asset, meaning that whenever you take it from your bank account or your taxable investment account, you can take that money tax-free without owing any taxes on it. It doesn't go as a line item on your tax form, and it doesn't count towards your adjusted gross income. Simply because of how cash is taxed, or in this case, not taxed, you're able to split where you pull your money from and live on in retirement. Now, let's look at an example to help illustrate this. If you had $1 million saved in a 401k account and a cash account at the bank or a taxable account, you can pull money from your 401k account, a little bit out of there. You can pull money out of your cash account, and then you'd also have your Social Security income coming in as well. We can structure it in such a way that only a portion of that IRA or 401k distribution is actually going to end up being taxable. In fact, depending upon how much cash you have saved, we can probably do it in such a manner that you don't pay tax on any of that income or distribution at all. This gives you a lot of flexibility and options when it comes to your retirement income distribution planning. Moreover, if you have over $1 million saved in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, one day you're going to have to start taking large required minimum distributions or RMDs. Whether you're already taking them at 72 or for everyone else moving forward, it's going to be either 73 or 75. But once you reach that age, you're going to start taking those required minimum distributions. And if you have over $1 million saved in this tax-deferred account, those RMDs are going to be anywhere from $50,000 and higher. And those distributions or those RMDs are going to go on top of all your other income. This is what we call forced distribution, meaning you don't have the option to not take this money out of your 401k account. Therefore, you're just going to pay tax on it and then perhaps reinvest it if you don't need those distributions to spend. Either way, it's going as a line item on your tax form, and you're going to have to pay ordinary income taxes on it. Here's one more final point that I like to talk to clients about as to why cash is important to any retirement plan. You've probably heard me talk about, or heard others talk about, or maybe you've investigated yourself, but what are the benefits of doing Roth conversions, and are you able to do Roth conversions and get the highest benefit out of those Roth conversions? That's something a lot of people are concerned about and look at because they don't want that large RMD issue to happen to them when they do turn 73 or 75. They don't want to have to be forced to take that money out of their accounts, and they want to lower their total lifetime tax liability. Roth conversions can be a great tool to do that, but having no cash limits how much you can do in Roth conversions, or said differently, it limits how valuable that Roth conversion will be to you. If you have to withhold taxes from your IRA to do the conversion, it might still be beneficial to do the conversion, but you're eating into the benefit a little bit as far as how beneficial it would be. Let's say you want to do a $100,000 conversion. If you have to withhold $20,000 or $30,000, technically you're only giving $70,000 or $80,000 into that Roth IRA account, which means you're starting from behind. You have to dig out of that $20,000 or $30,000 hole before you even get back to a break-even point. Obviously, that takes years to do. That's the benefit of having that cash set aside. If you can pay the taxes on your Roth conversions from that cash, you immediately get more money working for you inside of your Roth IRA, which is going to provide more tax-free growth, which is the benefit of having that account. So that's another thing to consider when it comes to why having cash is such an important thing, is because it allows you to do more in Roth conversions and make them more beneficial for you. To summarize, number one is to build up that cash as you begin to think about retirement. A lot of our clients, we tell them 3-4 years out, only contribute up into the match on your 401k plan. After you've hit that match, then begin deferring those contributions to help build up your cash position, to help build up your reserve account, and to maybe invest in a taxable brokerage account. Now let's move on to the second point, figuring out how much you're spending on a monthly basis. I can't stress how important this is. Knowing how much you spend each month is key to determining what your monthly income needs will be in retirement. If you have no idea about how much you spend or how you can get an accurate estimate of how much you'll need to distribute from your portfolio in retirement, then that can cause a lot of confusion and friction when it comes to planning for retirement. If you don't know how much your actual spending is, then you can't really tell if you can truly retire or not. If you're spending more than you think, then you have to distribute much more than you think you're going to need to, which is going to be a higher percentage of assets that are going to have to be sent out of your accounts each year to meet your spending needs. And this might actually cause you to not be able to retire at all. For example, if you think only spending, you know, let's say you only spend $6,000 a month, but you're actually spending $8,000 a month, this will drastically change your plan for retirement or even your potential to be able to retire at this moment. That mismatching in what you think you need to spend and what you're actually spending can wreak havoc on your overall income and retirement plan. So here's what I would do, or what we recommend sometimes to our clients. I would go through your last 6 to 12 months of bank accounts, credit card account statements, and count through how much you've spent each month. And then average this out in such a way that you can figure out what your average monthly spending needs are. I know this is not fun. I know no one likes to count where they're spending their money, but pull all those statements together and everything like that so you have a clear picture as far as what you're actually spending. But as someone who's getting close to retirement, it's crucial to know what the spending number is. If you've got a mortgage, a car payment, or other fixed expenses like that, those things are going to matter when you get in retirement. We have to account for all your fixed monthly expenses, but there's also your variable expenses. One thing I'll say here is to be sure not to leave out all of those random or one-off purchases that happen. Obviously, monthly we think about these things. Hey, you know, I had this big thing, my water heater went out, it's a one-off thing, it's not going to happen again. But these things that we think are random that come into us when we're, you know, going through our daily lives, and we think to ourselves, this thing that is random is not so random when we're just spending the money. Okay. It's just what we're spending it on. So I say leave all of those things in because there's always something that comes up. A good example of this is when I'm talking to somebody and I ask, how much you spend on a monthly basis? And let's say it's around the holidays and they'll say, well, December was an expensive month. We had Christmas gifts and we had outings and we went out to dinner a lot. And I'm like, well, perfect. Everybody has to do that. And we have to do that every year, right? So, you know, we can't just tune that high month out or that one-off expense out. That's a portion of your spending. And we should anticipate that each year. We have to calculate that and we have to leave that in to help get an average of what our true monthly spending is. Once you have an average of what you'll spend over the last 6 or 12 months, this is about what you could probably expect to need each month in retirement. Now, there's going to be some things once you get in retirement that aren't there, and there's going to be other things that are going to be added in to the budget as well. So you have to think about everything and, you know, what's going to be staying, what's going to be going, and what's going to be coming in. A common misunderstanding I see often is that people think they're going to actually spend less in retirement because they're retired now. I don't fully understand that because your expenses are your expenses. If you have a mortgage, then you have to pay your mortgage. If you have a car payment, you have to keep paying for that car payment. Typically, your variable expenses remain the same in terms of how much you need to spend on food, groceries, and gas, and everything else. I would even maybe suggest that perhaps your expenses are going to increase maybe in retirement, because now maybe you're trying to move to a different state, or you want to move to a different city, or buy a different house in retirement. Or what about all those trips and traveling you want to do? All these things factor in to how much you're spending. And I'm not sure how we came to the conclusion that people spend less in retirement. I would just say, whatever your monthly spending is right now, that would maybe be the most accurate number as you transition into retirement. Then we can know how much we would need to generate, whether it be from your IRAs, your Roth IRAs, your cash investments, or your other taxable investment accounts. And then whether or not we need to start taking Social Security now because we need the income, or if we're able to delay it farther in the future to help us do some other strategies and strategic planning, as well as getting that increased Social Security benefit by not taking it early. So that's number two. Figure out how much you're spending on a monthly basis and really dial that in and make sure your estimate is accurate. There's a lot of software out there, apps that can help aggregate and automate all of this for you. And we definitely recommend using those or downloading those and tracking it 1 to 2 years prior to retirement. All right, let's finally discuss the third point. The third point is going about creating a list of things that will be important for you to accomplish or do during retirement. Here's the deal. A lot of what I talk about is on the financial side of retirement. There's Roth conversions and tax planning and investments. And we all love getting all into the numbers and figuring out the best course of action to go. But at the end of the day, none of that matters if you aren't enjoying your life and doing the things you want to do in retirement. I'm not really a fan of calling these goals, but I think that's maybe the most accurate representation of what they are from a simplicity standpoint. However, I think that they're more than goals. These are your dreams, these are your hopes and your wishes, and these are things that will be fulfilling for you as someone living the rest of your life in retirement. Here's something I like to talk about or work with my clients on. Money isn't the end. It's just the means by which we get there. So my job as a retirement planner who works with clients who are already retired or about to retire is to help you organize and optimize your money in such a way that you can go out and enjoy your life without having to think about the markets or having to think about taxes or having to think about, am I going to get enough income this month? I want you to be thinking about things like traveling and making sure, you know, we can do all the things we want to do and that we have enough assets to be able to do that. So understanding your why, the purpose of creating this list. You know, why do we want to save money on taxes? Why do we want to make sure we optimize our Social Security income? Why do we make sure we're not spending too much of our portfolio too quickly? The reason that we should care about all of these things is because whether you want to move closer to kids or grandkids, be more involved in your church or local charity, or buy a new house and move to a different area, those types of things are the kind of the why and your purpose in retirement. The money helps support those things. It fulfills those things. And that's why we want to make sure that we do this accurately. And we do this in the most optimized, efficient way for you. The reason I encourage you to create this list is so that you'll have your own why established. You can create your own purpose, and then we can strategize and create different plans from a money standpoint to accomplish all of those things that you want to do. I encourage all of my clients to view retirement not as what they're retiring from, but what they're retiring to. Thinking about retirement this way creates a mental shift and gives you a sense of hope and joy as you enter this new phase of life. Like a lot of phases in life, it's always a transition and it's always going to be different, but we just want to make sure that we're as prepared as possible. So to wrap this episode up, let's review the three things that we want to do before we retire. Number one, it is to build up that cash position or that cash reserve account. I think it's super important to give yourself the ultimate flexibility throughout your retirement, to be able to choose when and how you want to pay your taxes. Number two is to calculate how much you spend on a monthly basis. Key point in figuring out how to retire. That way you'll know how much you have to start distributing throughout your retirement years. And number three is writing down all the things that you want to do in retirement and creating that list so we have a purpose, we have hopes, we have dreams, and we have goals that we can look forward to accomplishing. But also to give us purpose and why we're doing all the money things correctly and why we saved all of this money for the last 20 or 30, 40 years. Those are the three things that I would say are important to do and know before you take the leap in retirement. I hope this has been helpful and you've enjoyed this episode. My name is Danny Gudorf of Gudorf Financial Group, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, it's not just about the money. It's about living the life you've always dreamed of. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Limitless Retirement Podcast. If you want to see how Gudorf Financial Group can help you get the most out of your money, go to gudorffinancial.com/get-started. This is where you can schedule a 20-minute call to see how our firm can help prepare a free retirement assessment. Please remember, nothing we discuss on this podcast is intended to serve as advice. You should always consult a financial, legal, or tax professional that is familiar with your unique circumstances before making any financial decisions.